7:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Stephen, Ted, good morning. Great to be with you.
Found out earlier, we were speaking with Ross Jansen at 12, that, hey, they're like a foot over what they're supposed to be out of Cheney Reservoir. The water's back. How about that?
Miracle, isn't it? Blink your eyes. And one day we're talking about, you know, being down 2 feet, 3 feet, 8 feet. At one point, I think it was pretty wild. And then over a period of about 3 weeks, we were back to normal. That's a good thing. Water is something that you just can't plan sometimes, and you do the best to be good stewards over. But we had a really wet summer and fall, and we got good news because of it.
All right. So what's going on at the county? Are we having a meeting tomorrow?
No meeting, this week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
On Wednesday mornings. We have a lot of people that are on vacation, a lot of people that are busy and tied up, and a lot of family activities, some group events and other things that commissioners will be doing. So we don't traditionally have a meeting the week of Thanksgiving, but there's still a lot going on. We worked all the last couple of weeks really to really finalize our legislative platform with the state. As you know, as the state comes back into session in January, the county is a political subdivision of the state. So, you know, we perform 16 departments and services like the tag office and the appraiser's office and elections. These are all conduits of the state. So we work really closely with our state partners to make sure that we're advocating for legislative changes that are impacting our mutual constituents. So, you know, I've talked to you guys about the importance of what we'll be doing with the tag offices and with corrections funding and things of that sort. Those will headline our legislative platform. We've got several other things, over a dozen other things that we'll be working with the state partners on. If you think about the appraiser's office, and we'll be talking about, you know, the Board of Tax Appeals. Right now, if you file an appeal and it gets elevated to the Board of Tax Appeals, we have some constituents that are waiting upwards of 3 years to have a determination on their appeal, and we just don't think that's acceptable or timely, or neither is it being good service. So we're going to propose legislation to limit that and put a cap at 1 year. They have to make a determination within 1 year. We're talking a lot about the 1% sales tax that's in the county right now. It's been in the county since the mid-80s. Well, right now, the way the formula works, that the county splits it with the 20 cities. But if we lower our property tax mill levy, the way the formula works now, it actually reduces the amount of sales tax revenue that comes to the county or any of the cities. And we just think that's counterproductive. We think that if a taxing jurisdiction chooses to lower its property tax mill levy and property tax dependence, it shouldn't impact you negatively with the sales tax revenue. So we're working with the state and our municipal partners to work on a new formula and kind of level set that. So there's a lot going on. We have, like I said, there's probably 15 to 18 different issues that we're working through at the state. And we've had good success in years past, and we think we'll have another good year.
So any family traditions that you have at Thanksgiving? I'll tell you what we had at my, well, my cousins and I got together for a couple, 3 years. This was right around in the early 60s when the Kennedys were popular, and they would get together and have touch football games. Well, we would get all of my cousins, we'd get out there with all the boys and the girls and just play a game of touch football. That was always fun, something we did for several years. Anything that you did at in your family?
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. You know, I think I've told you before that all of my family is in the Wichita area, and both my mom's dad and my dad's side of the family, everyone's here. So my kids play with their fourth cousins, and we're a really tight family, really close family, and my kids see their, you know, third and fourth cousins at least once a week, sometimes multiple times a week. And Thanksgiving is a celebration where we'll have legitimate 60, 70 people in a room and at the house and running around, and we do a lot of football. Now, the problem with my kids and all of these kids that are running around is they don't play touch football. They play very aggressive tackle football. So I guess the tradition in my family is we'll have a fight or two with these kids before it's all said or done. But, you know, sports a big part of all of our lives, and we play a lot of football, and they'll have some wiffle ball games going, and then we eat to God's glory. We eat, and it is a wonderful, wonderful time. And so I love being with family, and I love Thanksgiving, and just watching my kids enjoy each other and enjoy the season.
Well, we were just in our day, we treated the women and girls a little differently. We didn't tackle them. I mean, I did have a cousin, Claudia, who was a pretty good fullback. She could knock you down, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's a little different in my family. The girls are the toughest. We raise tough girls. So you watch my daughter getting the ball, and, you know, my daughter's 13, and she's 5'10", and she can run a little bit, and she gets the ball, and she's coming down the line, you know, like a with a full head of steam. You watch, it's like the Red Sea parts.
Ooh.
And all these little boys, they're not too tough, and they get out of the way for her. So now in our family, it's a little different. The girls are the tough ones.
So, see, tell the boys, just go for her ankles. That'll be okay. Hey, listen, we asked the mayor this yesterday. I think it's an interesting question. What are you most thankful for at Thanksgiving time, Ryan?
You know, that's a great question, and I think we all should be reflective and actually and legitimately ask ourselves these things. And as the older I get, you know, I think this kind of changes. I remember when I was a little younger, I was just thankful for relationships and thankful for, you know, opportunities. And I'll tell you, I'm thankful for health, thankful for family. If I look around, my parents are still healthy, and my brothers and sisters and all these kids and my wife and myself, we have health, and that's the one thing that you just, I've been around long enough, and, you know, after doing 12 years of pastoral ministry and being in private business and employing a lot of people, there are just times that you blink your eyes and you lose health, and you watch people that lose health. I had a dear friend that passed away. Her husband passed away this last week, and it was very quick, and so you just... When you think back sometimes about what are the things we're most healthy about, the one thing that sometimes is completely out of our control and you're just in good favor and good fortune when you have it is your health. So I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for my family's health. I'm grateful for the opportunity to fellowship and come together. I'm grateful for the opportunities I have today. You know, I never, ever forsake the privilege I have is to represent people in Sedgwick County and to get at the table and shape outcomes for our community. So I'm grateful for all these things. And we live in the greatest country in the history of the world, and we have our challenges like any country does, but at the end of the day, it's the greatest country with the greatest liberty and the greatest opportunities, and we should all remember that and be thankful.
Oh, where are you on pumpkin pie? Huh?
I'm a pumpkin pie guy. You know, I'm kind of turning into a cheesecake kind of guy.
Ooh,
like nice.
Yeah.
Carrot cake has caught my affinity the last few years, and you warm that up. But you know what my favorite thing to do now is, you know those Hawaiian rolls? It's not even the meal, it's the post-meal. And the days following, when you take that turkey and you warm that up with mayonnaise on it and maybe a little cheese on those Hawaiian rolls, we could do that the whole week following Thanksgiving.
And, boy, no kidding.
And feed our family. It's amazing.
Ted and I will be over on Friday.
Come on over. We'll let you join the tackle football game with my daughter and see if you can tackle.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, and have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you back.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Next week. Ryan Beatty, the Sedgwick County Commission Chair. Ryan Beatty with us here on a Tuesday morning, as always, with Steve and Ted. 7:42 now, and what do we got coming up? Oh, the Wichita Business Journal update on the way with Kirk Semenoff. Textron is phasing out two Beechcraft planes.
Oh.
Tell us about that on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.